Okay, I want to dedicate tonight's shir L'zecher Nishmas Avi Margulies' grandfather who passed away today, Menachem Mendel Ben Zev, just passed away today, and the Neshama should have an aliyah, and the Margulies family should have a nechama. So I want to dedicate that shir for our friend, our classmate's grandfather, Avi Margulies' grandfather. Okay, so we left off last week. Anyone remember where we left off last week? This week's daf is daf Zion, right? So Va'oso Tefach, that's where we left off?
Yeah.
Okay, Va'oso Tefach Hechem Amida. So what were we discussing? So we always like to start off by reviewing last week's stuff, and this is that every other week where you're actually interested, because we have not yet taken the Bechina on it. So the first thing we started out in Daf Vav Amid Aleph is we went through the various Shi'urim, the different things that we see from the Pasuk, of the Pasuk that tells us all this Zion Minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, Chita, Sa'ura, Gef, and Te'ena, and we went through what the Shir is relating to each of those items. Then the second thing we did is we said, although there are hints to all of the shiurim in the Torah through that pasuk, the Torah never associates those words in the pasuk with the amounts of those particular halachos, and therefore they are all really halachos Moshe Mitzrayim. All of those shiurim are not really derived from the pasuk. In the end of the day, we paskin that they were all halachos Moshe Mitzrayim. And then on Daf Vavam Beis at the top, we said that the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim of Chatzitza, which part of Chatzitza is halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, not the very fact that there is a halacha of Chatzitza, because that's beferish in the pasuk, that it says b'vsaro that you have to have your flesh toveled in the mikvah, so that itself teaches us Chatzitza. Nor is the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim that Chatzitza is that hair can be, that you can have a chatzitza on your hair also, that even chatzitza on the hair is a problem. That's not either the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim element of it, because that we darshan from S, as shatafa l'basaro. So what is the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim element of chatzitza? The details of the halacha, how we say that rubo u'makbid is a chatzitza midaraisa, rubo she'eno makbid is a chatzitza midrabanan, Mi'uto ha-makbid is also chatzitza midrabanan. Mi'uto she'eno makbid is... What? Anybody? Mi'uto she'eno makbid on the minority of your body, and it's something that you're not makbid on? Not a chatzitza at all. Exactly. Very good, Ike. Thank you. Next, we said on Daf Vavam Beis, we had a machlokes. Oh, this was a big point. We had a machlokes whether the two walls plus a tefach, or the three walls plus, or you need three walls plus a tefach. What is the halacha? Do you need to have two walls plus a tefach in the sukkah, or three walls plus a tefach? So that was machlokes, and we had five explanations of what those two opinions might be arguing about. And we went through the whole logic in the Gemara, but the five explanations in brief were, number one, Yeshem l'mikra, Yeshem l'mesaris. Anyone remember what those words mean? Yeshem l'mikra, Yeshem l'mesaris.
We dash in a way that it was either written, because sometimes it's written chaser as opposed to moi.
Excellent.
And mesaris is the way that it's actually said.
Good. So the question is, do we dash in the way that it's written, I think, is the Masoris. Mikra is the way you read it, is the way you pronounce it. Right? So do you darshan the words in the Psukim the way they are pronounced, or the way they are spelled in the Torah? The second possibility was whether Schach Bayikra or Schach Lo Bayikra. What did that mean?
Whether Schach, like, means a Pasuk, meaning, like, when it says one of the walls, does it refer to the Schach?
Excellent. When the Psukim referred to us a number of walls, does that number have to include the schach, or does that number not have to include the schach? Thank you, Effie. And number three, third possible machlokas is, I'm trying to give everyone shout outs. The third possible explanation of the machlokas is whether the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim is goreya or it's mosif. Is halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim goreya or is it mosif? What is that about? Do you remember what that's about? Someone who we haven't heard from yet, maybe? Nobody? Goreya or mosif? Okay, only the people we have, Ezra.
It's either adding or shrinking a wall. Like, maybe the pasuk comes to tell me that you need to, like, to...
Good. It could be the pasukim for sure telling me you need three walls. Question is, what does the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim then do to that? Does the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim add an extra tefach on the fourth side? Or does the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim take that third wall and subtract it, shrink it down to a tefach? Question of what the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim comes to do, not a question of how to interpret the pesukim. The fourth possible explanation of the machlokas was whether darshan tchilos or ain darshan tchilos. What's that about, Dani?
Maybe darshan tchilos is like Darshan the first time it says was Sukkot, and it was Sukkot. So, like, if you do, then
excellent, right? The first time the word appears in the Parsha, does that go into the Drasha also? Does that go into the number that we figure out based on the Drasha as well or not? And then fifth possibility was just an explanation of Rabbi Shimon Shita, that Rabbi Shimon had some sort of extra Drasha that taught him that a sukkah must have four walls. What was his Drasha that taught him that a sukkah has to have four walls? Aaron. Good. The sukkah must provide protection based on the pasuk. Sukkah must be letzel yomim echarev ulemechsa lemistal mizar mimatar. It has to provide protection, and as such, the only kind of enclosure that would provide protection is something that has four walls. Okay, let's get started now. Va'osu tefachechan ma'amido. Three lines from the bottom and up. Vavam and beis. Va'osu tefachechan ma'amido. So now we said that the final wall of the sukkah, whether it's the third wall, the fourth wall, final wall of the sukkah only needs to be one tefach. Where do you put that one tefach? How do you place that one tefach in order to make it a viable sukkah? So Amar Rav, Mamido Keneged Hayotze. So Rav says, you put it Keneged Hayotze, meaning, if you look at the two pictures in Rashi, that's where you put it, right? The two pictures in Rashi, Rashi draws two perpendicular lines, two lines that are at a right angle that are full walls, and then added on to one of those walls, you'd add on an extra tefach. That's where you put it. Amri le Rav Kahana Ravasi le Rav. So Rav Kahana Ravasi said to Rav, why would you put it directly at a right angle, perpendicular to one of the existing walls? We have a better idea. V'yamidenu keneged Rosh Tur. Look at the picture on the top of the page in Rashi. Why don't you put it at an angle, like a 45 degree angle onto one of the walls, instead of putting it at a 90 degree angle to one of the walls? So why do you put it at a, why don't you put it instead at a 45 degree angle? What's the svara? Why would you put it at a 45 degree angle? Because this one tefach apparently is really supposed to take the place of like two walls. Like a real normal structure has four walls. So you have two regular walls, so that you're good. And now this one tefach somehow is supposed to take the place of two walls. How is it going to take the place of two walls? So if you just put it straight at a perpendicular to one of the existing walls, then it's very clearly taking sides of which side it's trying to cover. When you put it at an angle, it's sort of trying to cover both sides a little bit. So why don't you just do it that way? Why don't you make it at a 45 degree angle? So that's what they asked Rav. Shasik Rav. Rav's response was? Exactly. Excellent. Very good. Rav's response was total silence. He didn't say anything. I didn't plan that. That just worked out. Rav's response was complete silence. He didn't say anything. Good, meaning that it's usually shtika knew what's the rule. Shtika is koda. Very good. So, but over here, so Rav was shosek. It manami Amar Shmuel Meshmei Delevi. Shmuel said in the name of Levi, Ma'amido Keneged Hayotze. What does Ma'amido Keneged Hayotze mean? We had those words already. Where do you put it? At the right perpendicular to one of the existing walls. You put it at a 90 degree angle to one of the existing walls, like the Shita of Rav, that Mamido Keneged Hayotze. V'chein Morin Bei Medrasha, Mamidin Keneged Hayotze. And that's what they teach in the Beis Medrash all the time, that that's where you're supposed to put it, perpendicular to one of the existing walls. Rabbi Simon V'Item, I guess that used to be a guy's name, Rabbi Simon V'Item, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Rabbi Simon, and some say Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that osalo tefach sochek, make a smiley tefach out of it. Don't make it a regular tefach, make it a happy tefach. How do you make a happy tefach? So what's a regular tefach? A regular tefach is where your fist is like that, clenched, right? Closed fist from the bottom of the fist to the top of the thumb and top of the fist, right? That is a regular tefach. A smiley tefach is where you spread the fingers out a little bit. Keep the fingers at a little bit of a distance from each other. A smiley tefach is another way of saying, you can't see? See? A smiley tefach is another way of saying a little more than a tefach. You know, just a drop more than a tefach. That last tefach shouldn't be exactly a tefach, it should be a drop more than a tefach. Why? You could circle the phrase tefach sochek. That's an interesting phrase. You're not likely to forget that soon. So, a tefach sochek. And what do you do with that extra tefach? With that tefach plus a mashu? Ma'amido bepachos mishlosh tefachim samach ledofen. You just place that wall that's a little bit more than a tefach within 3 tefachim of one of the existing walls. Meaning, do not put that 1 tefach wall directly on one of the existing walls, perpendicular to and directly touching one of the existing walls. That's a waste. What you should do instead is put it 2.99 tefachim away from one of the existing walls. Make that tefach, not really a tefach, make it 1.1 tefachim, a little bit more than a tefach, or 1.01 tefachim, whatever, a little bit more than a tefach. Why would you put it within 3 tefachim of one of the existing walls? What's less than 3 tefachim in halacha? Lavud, exactly. It says, if it's closed up, anything that's within 3 tefachim of each other, Yonatan Melvin, excellent job. Anything that's within 3 tefachim of each other is considered to be as if it's totally closed up. That is the concept of lavud. Now, if you view that whole space now as if it's closed up, how big is that third wall now? 4 tefachim. Very good, Gabi. So it's 4, it's 4 tefachim. So there you see that's the best way to take advantage of that tefach. And you put it within 3 tefachim of the wall. And any time you have less than 3 tefachim away from the wall, you have another wall starting less than 3 tefachim away from an existing wall, that's lavud. That's considered as if it's totally closed up. So basically, what have we had? We had 3 opinions, and this is main point number 1. 3 opinions of how to place that last tefach, that wall that makes up that final tefach. 3 opinions. I drew them in pictures because I don't know, it's hard to, much easier to do pictures than words. What are the 3 opinions? No, opinion number 1 is the pictures that Rashi drew on the bottom of Amud Beis. Of Avam Beis, where you put that last tefach perpendicular and attached to one of the walls. Opinion number 2 is right, angled in exactly like Rashi drew on the top. Is that Yitzchak Ginsburg? So that's on the top, like Rashi drew on the top, angled in. And the third possible opinion is the top picture in the margin of the page. The top picture in the margin of the page. That is your tefach sochet. That is putting a tefach at a little bit of a distance away from one of the existing walls. How little bit of a distance? Less than 3 tefachim of distance away from one of the existing walls. And that way, you have a total of 4 tefachim on that third side. Because we view that gap as if it were closed. Good. That is point number 1. Shimmy? Ah, okay, good. Because think about this. If I took a 1 tefach wall and put it 2.9 tefachim away from the other wall, the total will be 3.9 tefachim. But we're assuming that your third wall needs to be 4 tefachim. So therefore you need to make it a tefach sochek so that it all adds up to actually become 4 tefachim, not 3.9 tefachim. Good? Clear? Beer? Here? Good? Excellent. Amar Rav Yehuda. Questions? We're good. Yeah.
So how big should that little piece of wall be that's the tefachim away? How big should that?
A smiley tefach. Okay. Tefach and a mashu. Amar Rav Yehuda. Sukkah asuya kimavoy ksheira. A sukkah that is built like a mavoy is considered to be kasher. Meaning, a sukkah what is a mavoy? A mavoy is an alleyway. So an alleyway normally has walls on both sides. So if you have a sukkah that's built like a mavoy, that is going to be kosher. However, you still need to put that tefach somewhere to make it kosher because you need a third wall. Alleyways have 2 walls, right? 1 on each side. So where do you put the tefach in that situation? We've been discussing cases where the first 2 walls were perpendicular to each other and we wanted to know what to do with that third wall. Now we're going to talk about a case where it's where they're not perpendicular to each other, they serve as an alleyway. So va'oso tefach ma'amido l'kol ruach shiyirtzu. You know where you put that tefach? Wherever you want. Whichever direction you want to put it in. Rav Simon v'itim Rav Shub ben Levi Amar, oslo pas arba'o umashahu, uma'amido b'pachs mishlosh osamach l'dofen. He says, no. Once you have 2 parallel walls, a tefach's not going to be good enough anymore. Once you have 2 parallel walls, what you need to do is get a board that is 4 plus tefachim in length and put it slightly less than 3 tefachim away from one of the existing walls. What does that do for you? If the board is 4 plus, let's say 4.1 tefachim, and you put it 2.9 tefachim away from one of the existing walls, you have now created a wall that is seven tefachim, exactly correct. And what's the advantage of that is that's a real wall. The sukkah is supposed to be 7x7 tefachim. That is a full-fledged, bona fide wall in Hilchos Sukkah. So basically what he says, all the shtick that you can come up with about how to take the third wall and make it just a tefach, all of that only works if the first two walls are perpendicular to each other. If the first two walls, the complete walls, are parallel to each other, no such thing as just getting away with a tefach on the third side. The third side is going to have to be a real wall, and the minimum way to make a real wall is by doing four and change, put it within three tefachim of one of the existing walls for a total of seven tefachim using lavud, and that's the way you're going to get it. Because anything less than three tefachim away from a wall is considered to be closed up. So ask the Gemara, why the difference? Why when before we said that it was good enough to have a smiley tefach and just put it within three tefachim of one of the walls for a total of how much? Smiley tefach plus within three tefachim for a total of four, good. And why over here did we just say you need to take four plus and put it within three tefachim of one of the walls for a total of seven? Why did we change the rules? So the Gemara answers the obvious. Hasam di'ika shtei defanos kilchasan sagi le'betefach sochek. Over there you had shtei defanos kilchasan. What does that mean? We've had that phrase. Shtei defanos kilchasan. Two walls, not just that were bona fide, but that were perpendicular to each other, that were touching each other, they were perpendicular to each other, then it's good enough to have a tefach sochek, to have a smiley tefach. Hacha deleka shtei defanos, over here where there are no two walls, i'ika pasar ba in ilo lo. Then if you have a board that's four tefachim, that's fine. If you don't have a board that's four tefachim, that's no good. That's why we're stricter over here, because we're stricter in the case of the sukkah that has two parallel walls, because the walls, as they begin, do not even touch each other. To make a connection between them, you need a real bona fide wall. It's not good enough to just use a carefully placed tefach. Good? Period. Sort of period. So now says the Gemara, the Amar Rava says that building off of, actually before we get to Rava, main point number two. When two real walls are parallel to each other, the third wall needs to be how big?
At least more than four.
Good. Four plus tefachim. And placed within lavud. When the first two real walls are parallel to each other, the third wall needs to be four plus tvachim and placed within lavud.
And placed
within? Yes, and placed within lavud of one of the existing walls. Now, yeah.
What about the third wall? Like, does it near that? Like the third wall that's not near?
The third wall. We're talking about the third wall now.
The third wall that's not lavud to the two parallel walls.
Right.
It's lavud to one of the walls. What about the other wall, though?
Oh, it doesn't have to be. Yeah. What do you need? Yeah, 3 plus or 4, yeah, 3 plus or 2 plus, we're assuming 2 plus for the sake of our discussion. Correct. If it was 3 plus, it would probably be the same machlokas on the fourth wall rather than on the third wall. Although by the mavoi, I don't know, I'm not sure. Because by the mavoi, it would probably already have 3, I'm not sure. By the mavoi, it may not be necessary. So says the Gemara. Now, We've been discussing the whole time what you do with that little tefach wall when you have two existing perpendicular walls. Now Rav is going to say something. The only thing is, there are three versions of exactly what Rav is going to say. So I'm preparing you in advance. Get ready. Rav is going to say three different things that don't really agree with each other. There are three versions of what Rav says about how to make that last tefach work. Three different versions. So number one, Amar Rav, ve'ein niteres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. That the only way that third wall is going to be okay is if you put a Tzuras HaPesach there. What is a Tzuras HaPesach? Anyone? You ever hear that concept? Tzuras HaPesach, important concept. Circle it. Tzuras HaPesach means the shape of a doorway. The basic structure of a doorway. Tzuras HaPesach, the Gemara in Erevin describes is Kana Mikan, the Kana Mikan, the Kana Al Gabeh. It means one pole here, one pole there on the other side, and a pole resting on top of them. Where else do we have a concept of Tzuras HaPesach? By mezuzah. If a doorway has a Tzuras HaPesach, there's one post, the other post, and there's something running across the top. That's a Tzuras HaPesach. Let's say you didn't have something running across the top, it was just the ceiling, and it wasn't anything that was actually running across the top of the doorway, then it would not be a full Tzuras HaPesach. Let's say there was no side door post, it was just this wall continued to run straight. That is not a proper Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is post here, post there, something on top. So Rava says that the teres, any niteres ella b'tzuras haPesach, meaning that third wall that you make out of a tefach, it's not just placing a tefach on the third side. You need to turn that tefach into a tzuras haPesach. How do you turn a tefach into a tzuras haPesach? You take a board that's a tefach thick, cut it in half, put one on this side, one on that side, and run a string across the top like an eruv. That's the only way to make the third wall. It's not placing a tefach carefully within three tefachim or whatever. No, it's you cut the tefach in half, half a tefach there, half a tefach on the other side, and you run a string or something or a pole on top of it, and that's your Tzuras HaPesach. That's the only way the third wall becomes kosher.
How does that work? It's turning into an opening.
Right, meaning a Tzuras HaPesach, it counts as your third wall. Having a Tzuras HaPesach there counts as your third wall. Yeah.
Tzuras HaPesach is koshering to half a tefach,
right? Right. Well, it's half a tefach on each side, which equals the total of a tefach. You have two poles that are each a half a tefach. So as long as those two poles equal a full tefach, that's good enough. Have a Tzuras HaPesach made up of two poles that together equal a full tefach. Yeah.
So how long is the string across?
Presumably across the whole side, which would mean seven tefachim. Except it's not solid, it's just Tzuras HaPesach. Correct. Yes. It would need to be, so presumably Rava would mean it would need to be seven tefachim. Yeah. No, just across the wall, across the top of the wall. Like an Erev, you ever see like an Erev string? Those are what we call an Erev, what you see around town as an Erev, that's a Tzuras HaPesach. This is a din in all of Hilchos Mechitzos, both the Mechitzos of Sukkah, as well the Mechitzos of an Erev also. Mechitzos of an Erev is we're building walls around the community by building an Erev, except they're not real walls, they're Tzuras HaPesach walls. So it's the same idea. That's what you would use. Pole here, pole there, Tzuras HaPesach. That's the first version of what Rava says. Ikad Amri Amar Rava. Others say that Rava holds, not that the tefach that we spoke about is the Tzuras HaPesach, that you use that tefach as the Tzuras HaPesach, but v'niteres nami b'Tzuras HaPesach. In addition to that tefach that you need solid on the third side, you also need running across the rest of the third side a Tzuras HaPesach. Meaning, you can't take that tefach, put a half a tefach there, half a tefach on the other side, and run something across it. That's no good. You need at least one solid tefach in one place. And then on top of that, you should also have a pole on the other side and run a string across the top to create a Tzuras HaPesach. So you need both Tzuras HaPesach plus tefach. That's Rava's second version. Let's just do the third version. Ika da Amri Amar Rava, Utsricha Nami. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. I'm sorry, I said that's the third version. The second version is Viniteres Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach, which what I told you before is the third version. The second version is Viniteres Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach is you have an option. You can either place the tefach like we described, or you can have a Tzuras HaPesach. There's no requirement that your Tzuras HaPesach equal a tefach. Each of the poles that you use for your Tzuras HaPesach could be minuscule. They could be extremely thin. They do not need to equal a tefach. You have choices. Either put a board that's a tefach, or if you choose not to use a tefach, instead do a Tzuras HaPesach. The third version of what Rava says is, Utsricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. It needs both, like what I said before, it needs both a tefach plus a Tzuras HaPesach. Those are the three versions of Rava. Questions?
For the first one, we said like you cut it in half. Do they do it for the third one also, or can we even like a quarter tefach on each side?
What do you mean for the third one?
For the third one, the second one,
where it's either or
tefach board or Tzuras HaPesach, would be a tiny.
Yes, tiny, right? One or the other, right? Either you use a tefach or it's supposed to be tiny. Yeah.
For number three, for the third opinion of what
Allah
says, would that top diagram in the margin of Rashi, would that be okay if you ran a string through that?
From that, if you ran a string from the top, yeah, probably. Can the second wall be the pole? No. You need to put another pole there. Yeah, you need to put another pole there. Yeah, you do need to put another pole there. As far as I would think. Yeah. No, you're good. Everyone good over there? We're all good. Do I need like a cell phone draw? Is that what I need? Okay. Main point number three. Three versions of what Rava held on the role of Tzuras HaPesach in the third wall. Three versions of what Rava held on the role of Tzuras HaPesach when the third wall is only one tefach. A. Should I go slower? Three versions of what Rava held is the role of the Tzuras HaPesach when the third wall is one tefach. A. The tefach is split into two to create a Tzuras HaPesach. Again, A, that one tefach is split into two poles to create a Tzuras HaPesach. B, the Tzuras HaPesach can substitute for the tefach. The Tzuras HaPesach can substitute for the tefach. Instead of a tefach, you can have a Tzuras HaPesach instead. And C, you need both a tefach and a Tzuras HaPesach. You need both a solid tefach and a Tzuras HaPesach. Now what we're going to be paying attention to is we had three versions of Rava. We're now going to mention what some other Amoraim held, and we're going to try to match up those other Amoraim with one of these versions of Rava. We're going to try to figure out what these other Amoraim hold like, which version of Rava they hold like. So let's go. Number one, Rav Ashi Ashkechei l'Rav Kahana, dekavit tefach sochek, vikavit Tzuras HaPesach. Rav Ashi saw that Rav Kahana made a tefach sochek. He put a tefach, right, a smiley tefach, near the one of the existing walls, and on top of that, he also made a Tzuras HaPesach. So, what opinion is Rav Ashi in line with? So, it would seem that it would be C. Amar Leis, so they said to him, Lo Savra Mar Lahad Rava Damar Rava Viniteres Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. But don't you hold that one or the other is good enough? Samar Leis, he said, Anaki Idach Lishnut Rava Svirli. Now, I hold. Like the other Lash, I'm sorry, that was not about Rav Ashi. That story was about Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana doing this. So Rav Kahana held like C. Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, don't you hold of B? Don't you hold it's one or the other? So Amalei, Rav Kahana said back, Anakita Chlishna to Rav Asfirli. I hold like the other explanation of Rav Adam, Rav Tzrichonami Tzuras HaPesach. Meaning, I hold like C. So basically, Rav Ashi sees Rav Kahana doing C. He says, hey, don't you hold of B? And Rav Kahana says, no, I don't hold of version B of Rava, I hold of version C of Rava. Okay, straightforward. So next to version B in your notes, you may want to put Rav Ashi, and next to version C, you may want to put Rav Kahana. That's what I did. Just full disclosure, every single thing that's written in my Gemara, I'm telling you. I'm no longer holding back from you. B was Rav Ashi. And C was Rav Kahana.
Rav Ashi is
B because Rav Ashi was one that found Rav Kahana doing C, and he said, "Hey, why don't you do B?" So Rav Kahana said, "Because I don't hold B, I hold C." Okay, Shtayim Kilchasan. So we said two walls that are perpendicular to each other is good, and then the third one is Afilu Tefach. Amar Rava V'chein LeShabbos. The same is true when it comes to Shabbos, meaning, if this sukkah is considered an enclosed area for the Yom Tov of Sukkot, well then on the Shabbos of Sukkot it's considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid also. Normally to make a Rosh Hashanah Yachid on Shabbos you really need to be enclosed on four sides, but since it works for sukkah, to be considered an enclosure for sukkah, we let it work for the Shabbos of Sukkot also. V'chein l'Shabbos, here's an important concept, Migo dav yadofalin in sukkah, havadofalin in Shabbos. If it's a good enough wall for sukkah, it's a good enough wall for Shabbos too. For which Shabbos? Not every Shabbos, but for the Shabbos of Sukkot. Right? Yeah?
What about when it comes to like building a wall on Shabbos?
Well, any even one wall would be a problem of building on Shabbos. So this is just in terms of Eruv on Shabbos. Like what's considered Shasi Yachid? Eisvei Abaye, so Abaye asks, what? Umi Amrin Migo? Do we say such a Migo? We say that since it's good enough for Sukkah, by definition it's going to be good enough for Shabbos. Vatanya, we have a Braisa that says otherwise. The Braisa says, Dofen Sukkah Kedofen Shabbos. The wall of a Sukkah follows the same halachos as a wall in regards to Ilchos Shabbos. Ubelvad shelo yehi bein kana lechaveru shlosha tefachim, provided that there's no three tefach break between one rod and another. V'yaseira Shabbos al Sukkah, but Shabbos has an extra requirement over Sukkah. Shashabbos ein niteres el omen meruba laparitz. Another important concept. Omed meruba laparitz. A wall for Shabbos has to be more solid stuff than air. It has to be more material than it is air, if you're going to make a real wall for Shabbos. Mashenkin b'sukkah, by sukkah that's not true. By sukkah you can make a loved wall. Just put poles three tvachim apart, less than three tvachim apart from each other, perfectly kosher wall, even though the majority of the wall is made up of air. But Shabbos, we are extra machmir. So my love, doesn't that mean to say that yaseira Shabbos the sukkah asukkah, v'lo amrin amigo? Doesn't that show you that even the Shabbos of Sukkot were more machmir than we are in Hilchos Sukkah? That the Sukkah that you built for Sukkot may be good enough for the halachas of Sukkah, but it's not going to be good enough for Shabbos even on the Shabbos of Sukkot. It's not going to be good enough. So doesn't that show you we don't say Migo? So he says, no, you totally misunderstood that statement. It wasn't saying that Shabbos of Sukkot is more chamur than Hilchos Sukkah. It's saying that what? What do you think it's saying? Shabbos during the rest of the year has a certain requirement that Sukkah doesn't have. Lo, Yaseira Shabbos the Alma, a Shabbos the Sukkah. That Shabbos during the rest of the year has a certain requirement that Sukkah does not. That Shabbos during Sukkot does not have. Ihachi, if that's what it's telling me, listen, Nami, Yaseira Sukkah the Alma, a Sukkah the Shabbos. Why doesn't it tell me also that a regular Sukkah has more chumras than a Sukkah you can use on Shabbos? On the sukkahs, on Shabbos Chol Moed sukkahs. Why? Di'ilu sukkah di'alma, a regular sukkah, baya tefach sochek. Vilu sukkah de Shabbos, lo baya tefach sochek, visagi bilechi. Now, in Hilchos Shabbos, the third wall doesn't actually need a tefach sochek. You don't need that smiley tefach wall on the third side for Hilchos Shabbos. What do you need for Hilchos Shabbos? Just a lechi, just a pole. And that's good enough. A thin pole that creates a Turas HaPesach is all you need. But by Sukkah, for Hilchos Sukkah, we require a Tefach Sochek, right? So, shouldn't we, the Migo, go in the other direction also? That if something in general is good enough for Hilchos Shabbos, then it's going to be good enough for Hilchos Sukkah also on the Shabbos of Sukkot. So he says, Daha'atu da'amrit. After all, you're the one that said, Sichich al gabe mavo sheish alechi kasher. You're the one who said that if you put schach over a mavoi, that a mavoi is again an alleyway that has a lechi on it, that that's kosher, even though that's really only kosher for Hilchos Shabbos, that should not be kosher for Hilchos Sukkah. So says the Gemara, hahulo itzrichle. That's not the chiddush that needs to be said. Hashta mi kilta lechamirta ambrinan, mi chamirta lekilta lo kolshken. He says, that's too obvious. Of course that's true, but that's obvious, because think about it. If we're willing to rely on Hilchos Sukkah, in general, if I were to ask you before you walked in today, what are we more strict about? The structure of a sukkah or Shabbos? Especially if I say it that way. Or Shabbos. What would you say? So you would say Shabbos. Shabbos, of course, is much more strict. Chayv skila, it's a sukkah, it's a mitzvah to say, okay, yeah, mitzvah to say a hin, mitzvah to say a her. You do it, you don't. But Shabbos is like really serious. So that's what you would all assume, right? So if we're going to rely on the kulas of Hilchos Sukkah, for Hilchos Shabbos issues, of course we're going to rely on the kulas of Hilchos Shabbos for what? For Hilchos Sukkah issues. So you know, yes, it's true, the Migo works in both directions. If something's good enough for Shabbos, it's good enough for Sukkot. If something's good enough for Sukkot, it's good enough for the Shabbos of Sukkot. That's true, it goes in both directions. But one of the directions needs to be taught, the other one then becomes obvious. If you tell me that that which is good enough for Sukkah is good enough for Shabbos, it's then obvious that that which is good enough for Shabbos is good enough for Sukkah. Main point number four, Migo da havidofen le Shabbos, havidofen le Shabbos de Sukkah. Migud Avidov on the Shabbos. Since something new, you could translate it. Migud Avidov on the Shabbos, what? You translate.
So much translation.
What? Good, if something is good enough wall for Shabbos, Havidov and the Shabbos to Sukkah. It is also a good enough wall for the Shabbos of Sukkot, meaning for Hilchos Sukkah on the Shabbos of Sukkot. Yeah. What? Because you would think they just play by different rules. Just because something... Let's say by the rules of Hilchos Shabbos, is a whole system of Surah Pesach and Lechis. Hilchos Sukkah is all about a tefach and creating walls. Shabbos has a din of Omein Merubal Aparutz that you need more solid space than air. There's no such din by Sukkah to make a Rosh HaSiyachid, to make an Eruv, to make a Rosh HaSiyachid. Okay, so, yeah.
Are we going to have a specific case here? Or like
unlikely. I mean, considering that my main point, I don't remember what I asked, but unlikely. I would just say unlikely. Yeah, it's probably going to be general. Just the concept of Migo and how Shabbos is more chumer than Sukkah, I would say. Either way, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I said Chol HaMoed before, but I don't know why I said that. Okay, Gufa. Three words from the end of the page. Gufa. Going back to something we have just discussed. Amar. What do we change it? Do we change it to Rabbah? Amar Rabbah. If you put schach on top of a mavoi that has a lechi, kshera, it is kosher. It is kosher for a sukkah. The Omar Rabba, and Rabba also says, here's the trick, new one. Sichich al gabe pase biraos kshera. If you put schach over pase biraos, that's kosher. What are pase biraos? Now, pase biraos means the following. It used to be that when people would want to give their animals to drink from a well, so they'd have a serious problem on Shabbos, because the well is a Rosh HaSiyachid. When you'd pull the water out of the well and bring it to the area surrounding the well, you just took it from the Rosh HaSiyachid to a Rosh HaSarabim, so that's a problem. So they had to set up like a makeshift Rosh HaSiyachid. But to build an actual four walls all around the well area is going to be difficult. So what they did is they set up these four posts in four corners around the well, as Rashi draws in the picture on top, four posts in four corners around the well, and each of those posts consists of an L-shaped post, one tefach on each leg of the L. One tefach across, and you have four posts across, and that's good enough. That counts as a Rosh HaSiyachid. That creates the whole area inside that box, now becomes a Rosh HaSiyachid. Let's say, so that works for Shabbos. That's okay for Shabbos. Let's say you throw schach on top of that. Does that become a kosher sukkah? Now keep in mind, nowhere do you have a complete wall. All of those are just a tefach. That Rashi is not drawn to scale. Those little spaces between them should be like a mile apart. Right? Pasi biros, the corners of the water well. I don't know, around the water well. I'm not sure how to translate it the best way. The picture, that's the best way to translate it. Yeah.
Well, it could work, because if you have a tefach on each side and a tefach, and then if it's less than... Let's say it's two tefachim in between, that's still four tefachim, and then I consider it like a wall.
No, it's...
No. Maybe seven?
Because, yeah, you're too small. It's got to be a way more area of airspace in between. So Rabba said, if you put schach on top of that, it's kosher. Utsricha, and I need to be told both of these halachos. The yashmi inon mavoi, had you only told me the halacha that if you put schach on top of a mavoi, it's kosher, I would say mishum dika shtei defanos malisa. Because at least the mavoi has two good walls. But by Pasi Biros, you don't even have two good walls. How many good walls do you have by Pasi Biros? Zero. The Iash mean what? Because all the walls are just a tefach. So you have no real solid seven tefach walls. The Iash mean in Pasi Biros, and had you only told me the case of Pasi Biros, that you could put Tzchach on top of Pasi Biros, I would say Mishum Di'ika Sham Arba Defanos. Because at least over there you have enclosure on all four sides. It may not be a great enclosure, it may not be a big enclosure, but at least you're covered on all four sides. I will see Chechal Gabay Mavoy, Deleka Sham Arba Defanos Seim Alo. But putting Tzchach over a Mavoy, which is an alleyway, where you don't have enclosure on all four sides, I might think that's not good enough. V'yashmin on Hani Tarti, and had it only told me those two cases, Mechamirta Lekilta, I would have said yes. From the more chamor halachos of Shabbos, we can rely on whatever halachos of Shabbos for Hilchos what? sukkah. Aval mikil to the chamir teim lo. But I would think in the reverse direction it doesn't work. To go from the halach, rely on the kulas of ilchus sukkah for Shabbos, I would think that's no good. Shricha, that's why I need to be told all three possibilities. Pasi viros, sichech gabi mavoi, and whatever we apply, whatever hilchus sukkah we apply, the tefach sochik. Yeah. Yeah, we don't pass in that way.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah, this is the same thing, but it doesn't go as far as Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov held that you could do that throughout the Yontif, whenever. This is for that Shabbos. Since it's working for Shabbos, on that Shabbos of Sukkot, you can rely on it for your Sukkot also.
Why is there a
difference? What do you mean, why is there a difference?
More
because since those walls, we allow them to work for you for Shabbos purposes, will allow them to work for you for non-Hilchos Shabbos purposes also. Okay? Good. So, v'shechamas amru mitzvah sapsula. If there's more sunlight than there is shade, then the sukkah is possible. Tan Rabbanan. I'm sorry, the main point number one on the top. We need three chidushim. Which of the following is not one of the chidushim that we need? We need three chidushim. A. If you put schach over a mavoi that has a lechi, that has a pole, it's kosher. B, you guys tell me, what's the other second chiddush? Good. You put schach over pasi biraus, it's kosher. It's kosher for that Shabbos. You would have thought it's possible. That's why he needs to tell me that it's kosher. And C, the third wall can be even a tefach, and that works even for Shabbos. The shlishis afilu tefach works even for Shabbos. Having a third wall that's only one tefach doesn't only work for Sukkah, it works for Hilchos Shabbos on Shabbos of Sukkot. Okay, we got 15 minutes left. We got to get moving. Make sure we finish up over here. V'shechamas amru mitzvah sapsula. If there's more sunlight than there is shade, it's possible. Tan Rabbanan, chamasa machmas sichuch v'lo machmas tefanos. When we say more sunlight, let's say you have glass walls. So if the sun's at an angle, you're going to have more sunlight, you know, drenching the sukkah, than you will shade. So does that make your sukkah puzzle? No, what do you think?
No.
When we mean chamas amru mitzvah, it means from the sunlight that comes through the schach, that comes through the top, of that sunlight, are you getting more than 50% sunlight or more than 50% shade? That's the key. I don't care what actually happens in your sukkah based on glass walls, missing walls, whatever. There might be the sun is at an angle and all the sun might be coming through your one missing wall. You have three kosher walls, one missing wall. So your sukkah may be drenched in the sun. Still kosher. Because we only look at what sunlight comes through the top. Comes through the schach. Rabbi Yoshi Amar, af machmas tefanos. Rabbi Yoshi says, no. You have to look at even what you're provided from the walls. Even if it's more sunlight than shade as a result of the walls or lack thereof, that's also a problem. Amar Rabbi Yemer bar Shlamiya Mishmei Dabaye, my time is Rabbi Yoshi. He says, why does Rabbi Yoshi say that we pay attention to the walls? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Visakosa al ha'aron es ha'paroches, that you put the paroches on the aron. Now, how do you place the parochas? Is it flat on top like a roof? Or is it a hanging curtain? It's a hanging curtain. And you see, we still call it a schach. We still call it a sukkah. Right? The sakosa. Parochas mechitza. Parochas is really a mechitza. It's really just a hanging curtain. V'kokari rachman eschacha. And we still call it schach. So it must have some status of schach. What status of schach does it have? That it also has to provide shade. Alma mechitza kischach biinan. So we see on a certain level the mechitzos have to follow schach rules. V'rabbanan, how would the Rabbanan respond? How de nechav peporta de mechzi kischach? No, when it calls the parochas schach, it just means that on the top it was bent over a little bit, so it actually did look a little bit like schach. It actually did go over. It was a bit of a roof. The parochas was bent a little at the top, so it served as a bit of a roof. But it wouldn't be called schach if it was just hanging like a mechitza straight. Main point number two, machlokas weather, chamasa meruba, the psul of having more sun, because of walls, is a problem. Again, machlokas weather, having more sun than shade as a result of your walls, not as a result of your schach, whether that's a problem, And the source for both shitos is from the Parochas, which is referred to as a schach. The source for both shitos is from the Parochas, which is referred to as a schach. The shita that says walls get counted says, you see, the Parochas is just a wall and it's called schach. The shita that says walls don't get counted says, no, the Parochas isn't really just a wall, it's also an overhang. Dani. More than 20 amos high. Yeah, but within those restrictions, when it's with, think about it, even if it's 19 amos high, you're in a 7x7 tefach sukkah, and the wall is 19 amos high. How much time during the day are you really getting shade from the schach?
No, I'm saying, if according to Rabbi Yoshi, how does that work? Because clearly we see you don't want the shade from the walls, so it's fine if the chamas and mariba comes from the walls.
We don't, no, the 20 amos thing is that we don't want the walls giving us all of the shade. Meaning when it's 20 amos high, there will be 30 seconds during the day where the schach is actually going to be providing you with shade. When it's 19 amos high, there will be 3 minutes during the day where the schach is providing the shade. So we don't want that higher percentage. Amra Baye, Rebbe, okay, here we go, ready? Rebbe, Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Acherim, that whole list of rabbis, Kulu Sfira Luhu, important concept. Kulu Sfira Luhu. They all hold, another important concept, Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. That the Sukkah is supposed to be a Diras Keva. Now, this list that we just gave, they don't all agree with each other. They all hold in principle that on some level, the Sukkah is supposed to have some sort of permanence. Exactly what kind of permanence, they disagree. Now, this group holds it does need permanence. Right, we paskin sukkah diras arai b'inan. This group holds diras keva b'inan. Question is, what do they mean by diras keva b'inan? Does it mean it has to be iron walls? Does it mean it has to be a certain side? So the Gemara is going to explain what each of them means. Where do we find that they all hold diras keva b'inan? So Rebbe, let's go down the list. Rebbe, where do we find Rebbe holds this? The Tanya Rebbe Omer, and a lot of this should sound familiar to you. Kol sukkah shein ba'ar ba'amos al arba amos psula. Rebbe says, how big does the sukkah have to be? Why does he require it to be so big, more than 7 tefachim? He holds it's got to be diras keva. It needs to be like a house. Rabbi Yoshia, hadiamra. Where does Rabbi Yoshia say it needs to be diras keva? Well, that's the thing we just said. Rabbi Yoshia holds, what's the thing we just said? That the walls need to provide the shade also. Meaning, you wouldn't build a house out of glass walls. So, the walls have to be real walls. They have to provide shade also. But again, would Rabbi Yoshi necessarily agree with Rebbe, or Rebbe agree with Rabbi Yoshi? No. They're applying a principle, each in different ways. They all hold in principle, on some level, Sukkah needs to be Keva. How to apply it? That they all decide on their own. Rabbi Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yehuda hold this way? Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Sukkah shikavala malami chafama psula. Sukkah that's more than 20 amos high is possible. Who says it's kasher? Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says kasher. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds tiras Keva. Vir Rabbi Shimon, where do we find Rabbi Shimon holds diras keva? The Tanya, we have Raisa. Beis Kil Chasson v'Gimel Afilu Tefach. This should sound familiar also from last week. Two perpendicular walls, third wall, that's a Tefach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, what does Rabbi Shimon hold? Three plus. Gimel Kil Chasson Raviyas Afilu Tefach. What? Three plus? Why do you need so many walls? Diras keva. It needs to be diras keva. Yeah, three walls plus is more of keva than two walls plus. So he holds it. You need on a certain level keva. Rabbi Gamliel, where does Rabbi Gamliel hold this way? Titania, ha'osa sukkah barosh ha'gala, o barosh ha'svina. If a person builds a sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a boat, Rabbi Gamliel posel. Rabbi Gamliel says a sukkah on a wagon or a boat, like a Chabad sukkah mobile or something, right? Rabbi Gamliel says no good. I was just kidding.
Everyone's got
it. Oh, okay. Everyone point and laugh. Okay, so Rav Gamliel says, Rav Gamliel says it's possible. Why does Rav Gamliel say it's possible? Because it's not so keva when it's on a boat or it's on a wagon. It's very moving and rickety and whatever. Rav Yekiva Maksha, but Rav Yekiva holds it's okay. But we're trying to prove that Rav Gamliel holds you need diras keva. Beis Shammai, where does Beis Shammai hold that sukkah needs to be diras keva? Ditnan. That phrase should be coming out of your ears by now. If you're table is in your house and you're in the sukkah, Beis Shammai says, no good. Why? Because that's no way to live. That's not a diras keva. And the sukkah needs to be a diras keva. How keva? Your table needs to be in there with you. Rabbi Eliezer, where do we find Rabbi Eliezer holds this? Ditnan holds what? That you need diras keva. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah, ha'osa sukkah so kamin srif. If a person makes a sukkah like a tsrif, now what is a tsrif? Like a triangle, like a tent. He doesn't have a clear roof. He just takes two schach mats and he arranges them like that. So everyone on the recording, you see? Okay, good. So he takes two schach mats and he arranges them like a triangle. So he has ill-defined walls and ceiling. You can't tell what... What? That's why we need to get this right. We're going to need to speak to Spitz. So, this is Rabbi Eliezer. If you make a sukkah come in srif, osha samcha lakosal, or let's say you have a wall, and you don't have any other wall, but you have like a big solid schach mat, right? So what you do is, you take the schach mat, and you angle it up against the wall like that, and you stay under it. So the schach is serving as your wall, and as your schach at the same time. It's just angled up against the wall. That is the other idea. Samcha lakosel. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says posel fi she'ein lagag, because it doesn't have a roof. What do you mean it doesn't have a roof? You look up, there's something over you. It doesn't have a clearly defined roof, and it's not keva. That's the point. The chacham machshirin, the chacham say it's fine. It's clearly defined enough. It's keva enough. Doesn't need to be keva. So you see again, Rabbi Eliezer holds keva. Who's the last one that needs to hold keva? Achirim. What do Achirim say? Detanya, Achirim omrim, sukkah asuya kishovach psula lufishein lazavios. Achirim say, what if you have a circle sukkah? Cool. If you have a circle sukkah, Achirim say, kosher, because it doesn't have corners. And a house has corners. Zavios, sorry, pasul, because it doesn't have corners. Okay. And a house has corners. So this is not a diras keva if it's a circle. So you see, Achirim hold you need a diras keva. Next week, we get to have fun with geometry. We get to figure out...
It's really short, actually. So hopefully...
You think it's short until you start working out the math. We get to figure out how big a circular sukkah can be if you hold the circular sukkah can be. Right? If you hold the circular sukkah as kosher, then we have to figure out how big that circular sukkah has to be. And we're going to draw squares around circles and circles around squares and figure out pi and figure out all sorts of cool geometrical stuff. But for now, we just got that Vav and Zion to worry about. Hatzlacha Rabbah.